a lot of money in terms of, you know, the sale of the weapons that's going on there. It's really skyrocketed into the billions. And Egypt in particular is a really big customer for the United States. They've bought some $12 billion worth of equipment in the last decade.
And what kind of things are we talking? Is this mostly military equipment, or is it broader than even that?
When I'm talking about $12 billion, that's military goods and services, and you know, the wider trade with Egypt is much larger.
And this has really been a valuable customer both for the United States and for defense contractors.
Correct. Lockheed Martin, Boeing, General Dynamics, all the big defense companies have supplied weapons to Egypt. Egypt gets about a little over $1 billion each year in foreign military financing aid from the United States that it has to plow back into U.S.-made weapons. They've been a long-time customer for these defense companies, and if the government of Egypt were to change into some new regime, that could be at risk.
Yeah. And this has been also a long time, I mean, dating all the way back to President Carter, when the Middle East peace process and all that. I mean, this has been a long time customer, both for a long time ally of the United States, but also a long time customer of a lot of these companies.
Correct. Yeah. It's really grown out of that Middle East peace accord movement when there was a change in the Egyptian government. And after the Cold War, really, Egypt became a close ally. So the defense contractors are really watching quite closely what is happening from minute to minute in terms of the U.S. policy. How will it shift, and what will be the new government there?
What can, and I almost don't like saying it, but if Egypt somehow becomes a more of an enemy of the United States than a friend, what are the options for a president?
Well, what past administrations have said about that kind of situation is that they can quickly turn off the spigot of spare parts and support that goes along with any of that U.S. military equipment. People have told me, pointed to the fall of Iran in the 1970s. They used to buy F-4 aircraft, and eventually those planes just became unusable, or, you know, hard to use and hard to repair because the U.S. cut off its supply chain.
Hmm. And but this is something that it's unlikely that that the administration is going to want to move very quickly. I mean, they seem to be taking a very much wait and see stance.
Absolutely, because the situation is, as you said earlier, I mean, it's changing minute by minute. Nobody knows what to predict. Nobody knows what's going to happen, who the new government is going to be, and what our relationship will be. I know Secretary Gates has been in close contact with officials in Egypt. I think he spoke with head of their military yesterday. You know, those ties remain strong at this point.
In addition, from everything that I've been reading, the military, just a very vital part of the Egyptian sort of society. It's been a very much almost revered part of Egyptian society.
Yeah, and it seems to be playing a unique role in the unrest there, in part brokering the peace and perhaps having some role in choosing a new leader and a new government.
I know I saw early on when there was some concern about, I think it was tear gas canisters that were sort of labeled made in the USA, and folks and some of the protesters very angry that the country was, that the United States and I'm guessing defense contractors were even involved. So this does create some challenges for the US as well, doesn't it?
The optics of this are uncontrollable.
I don't ever remember the speed of this thing happening so quickly. It's just really almost mind-boggling.
It is. Yesterday, I mean, 2 days ago, the army had stepped in and things had seemed to calm down, and then all of a sudden, Molotov cocktails were being tossed right and left.
And rocks from the top of buildings, which can be almost as dangerous.
Yeah.